5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My name is Luke. And this all happened to me years ago, back when Snapchat didn't have all the features it does now. Back then, my friends and I used it to share jokes and memes. We sent each other some really stupid stuff because we knew that whenever we sent, it would disappear right after. Out of everyone in my group, my friend Johnny used Snapchat the most. Every day, he'd send me at least a dozen different things. It was honestly too much, but I didn't have the heart to tell him. Then spring break happened. It was our senior year, and I just stayed with my parents. Johnny's family was pretty rich, though, so he drove by himself to Lake Havasu to spend the week partying. He used his older brother's ID to buy alcohol. He didn't know anyone else in Lake Havasu, but that didn't stop Johnny. He was a free spirit. I assumed his spring break was going well, because right after he left, he stopped sending me anything on Snapchat. I sent him a couple things, and I texted him to ask how he was doing, but he didn't respond. I wasn't too worried about it.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
until I got a single message from him 4 days into his trip. It happened at 3 a.m. I opened my phone, and I saw that he'd sent me a photo of a dirty old trailer in the middle of the desert. It looked really sketchy. At the bottom of the photo was a Lake Havasu address. There was no other information. The image disappeared, and I went back to sleep. At the time, I assumed that he was at some underground rave or something. I figured that the next day my phone would be filled with photos of him dancing with the glow sticks. But the next day, Johnny didn't send me anything. By that time, I started to get worried. Was something wrong with him? Why did he send me a random address? I called up a couple of my friends, and they said that they got the same photo. Three of us gathered at my house to figure it out. We talked for a while. Maybe Johnny was pulling some prank on us, but that didn't sound like him. He always sent really stupid stuff, but nothing like this, nothing this cryptic. Together, we realized that he might have been asking for help. Maybe he was trapped there. Maybe he needed us to come rescue him. The trailer definitely didn't look like anywhere that Johnny would purposely want to visit. We decided that we'd get into my car and drive all the way to Lake Havasu to find him. Because the image had disappeared, we didn't have the exact address. I remember that the street was called Mesquite, but none of us could think of the house number. It ended with 32. I got on my laptop and opened MapQuest, which was how we found out directions back then. We saw that Mesquite was a dirt road just outside of Lake Havasu. It was in the middle of the desert, just like that picture. I told my parents that we'd be gone for the day, and then we drove 6 hours from my house in California to Lake Havasu. The city itself looked pretty fun. A lot of young people were partying on the lake and walking on the sidewalk. If I weren't so nervous about my friend, I would have liked to go exploring. Then we got off the main roads and pulled onto Mesquite. The road was more difficult than I'd expected. I was glad I had a four-wheel drive. After 20 minutes on that road, we'd passed just a couple run-down trailers, but none that looked like the picture Johnny had sent us. I was starting to lose hope. And then Trevor, one of my friends in the back seat, leaned forward and said, "I think that's the one." He pointed towards a small brown structure in the distance. It was the trailer from the picture. It looked even worse in person. It just sat by itself with no other cars nearby. I parked in front, and then the three of us just waited in silence. "So what do we do?" I asked. "Do we all go in together?" Trevor said that we should, but my other friend, Luke, argued that one of us should stay in the car just in case. Since I was the driver, I'd stay behind. Honestly, I was fine with that. The place really gave me the creeps. I got my phone out, ready to call 911 if there were any signs of trouble. I saw that my phone had just one bar, so the signal wasn't great out here, but I'd have to make it work. Slowly, my two friends got out of the car and walked towards the trailer. I watched them anxiously. They made it to the already open front door and knocked. When no one answered, they disappeared inside. After about 5 minutes, I started getting really worried. They weren't coming out. Something must have happened. I tried to call 911, but my phone wouldn't connect. The signal was too weak. I'd have to go in there myself. I made sure the car was locked, and I walked towards the trailer. I could feel my heart pounding. I didn't know whether I should be quiet or shout out their names. I decided to be quiet. I reached the front door and looked inside. The trailer was empty, and there were no other exits. It only had one door, and all the windows were closed. I didn't want to go inside, but I knew I had to. So, I just stuck my head in and looked around. Aside from some broken down furniture, there was nothing inside, and there were no signs of my friends. I had no idea what to do now. Where had they possibly gone? I was done being quiet, so I called out their names. No one answered. I walked around the trailer to see if there was something hidden behind it, but all I could see was rolling desert. Everything was really quiet. I got back in my car and drove into town. The police station was off the main road, so I went in and explained what had happened. I probably sounded crazy. The officer I talked to seemed pretty sympathetic, but I could tell that he didn't believe my story. I told him that we needed to go back there together and search for them. As we left the station, I received two notifications on my phone. Now that I had a signal again, I'd gotten two separate Snapchat messages from each of my friends. With the officer right next to me, I showed him the messages. They'd each sent the same photo as Johnny. The officer took one look and realized that I was telling the truth. We got in his cop car and drove on to Mesquite. We drove for miles, but neither of us could spot the trailer. It was like it had never been there. The officer even radioed the station to ask about the address, but the lady on dispatch said that there was no such address in their records. We got back to the station without any answers. The officer made me fill in a report, and he said that he'd let me know if anything turned up. This all happened a decade ago, and I never saw my friends again. I still think about them a lot. I know this sounds crazy, but there's got to be a logical explanation that I'm just not seeing. I don't know. I still hold up hope that one day they'll come back. I don't use Snapchat anymore, but I still have it on my phone, just in case Johnny or the others message me.
I was working on my computer at the Starbucks near my apartment. I had tons of deadlines, so I was planning to spend at least 3 caffeine-charged hours getting everything done. Nothing was going to stop me from finishing my work. The Starbucks was busy as always, but I had my noise-canceling headphones on, so it didn't really bother me. If anything, the blur of motion throughout the cafe helped me stay in the zone. I sipped on my caramel macchiato and finished off the first of my spreadsheets. I was so concentrated on the numbers in front of me that I almost didn't notice the notification pop up on my screen. It was from one of the group chat apps that I use for work, but the name didn't look familiar. Unknown, it said. I considered ignoring the pop-up box, but I'd just finished my first spreadsheet, so I figured I could take a break to answer the messages. I clicked on the box and saw a 3-word message. "You're at Starbucks." I had no idea what that meant. I could have just ignored the message, but I decided to type in a response. "Who is this?" A minute went by with no answer. I knew I was wasting my time, so I clicked on spreadsheet number 2. But just as the list of numbers filled my screen, the response appeared. "You're at Starbucks. I can see you." I was instantly creeped out. Who was this? How could they see me? I looked around the cafe to see if there were any familiar faces, but I didn't recognize anyone, and everyone seemed to be in the middle of conversations and coffee drinking. Whoever sent me this message didn't seem like someone inside the building. "Who is this?" I tried again. This time the response came right away. "You're wearing a blue jacket and white shoes. You're wearing a sandalwood perfume. It smells nice." I felt a chill run down my spine. Anyone could have seen what clothes I was wearing, but my perfume? Someone must have gotten close enough to smell me. But who? I wanted to close the chat app completely and pretend this never happened, but I knew that the mystery of it would stick in my thoughts and distract me from my work. I couldn't just leave it at that. "Why are you messaging me?" I asked. Again, no answer. Then, after the longest minute of my life, the words popped up. "You should not be there. Get out of that building now." It seemed like a trick. Maybe I had a stalker who followed me here. He wanted to trick me into leaving the busy cafe, and then when I got into the parking lot, he'd jump out from behind his hiding spot and, I don't know, kidnap me? Kill me? But if I had a stalker, I had no idea who it could be. I had a small group of friends that I really trusted. No real drama. And I'd been spending so much time at work, I barely had a social life at all. Being in a cafe, even though I was sticking by myself, was probably the most social thing I'd done all week. I tried to think about neighbors or ex-boyfriends, or maybe someone from my childhood. Again, no one came to mind. "Why should I leave?" I asked the stranger. "You look scared," the next message said. "You should be. Get out of there." "Who are you?" I wrote in all caps. He didn't answer. I waited for 2 long, excruciating minutes, and nothing came up. I wanted to try again, to ask another question, but I didn't. Instead, I closed the chat and tried to get back to work. I started adjusting the second spreadsheet, but after a few minutes of that, I realized that I'd already entered the wrong formula and gotten a big error message. My workflow was ruined. There was no way I could keep working here. Whoever had messaged me had seriously thrown off my game. So I packed up my laptop and headed towards the front door. I took one long look at the parking lot outside, scanning every direction to see if there was someone out there, someone waiting for me. Aside from a single white van that was parking in the distance, the lot was motionless and quiet. I gulped once, trying to build up my confidence, and walked outside. I rushed straight to my car, holding my pepper spray at my side, just in case. No one came for me. I got into my car and locked all the doors. Sitting there, I forced myself to relax, to breathe. Everything was going to be all right. Some creep had found my contact information and made some lucky guesses. That was it.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But then I noticed the men coming out of that white van. There were three of them, and they were all wearing ski masks. They rushed past my car and entered the Starbucks. I watched through the windows as they went up to the front counter and ordered the barista to open the register. This was a robbery, and I had just missed it. All three of the men had guns, and while one of the men was shouting at the barista, the other two were patrolling the cafe, waving their guns around threateningly. I watched as the barista started handing the first man all the cash she had. But as she did, she grabbed for his gun. There was a struggle, and I heard a huge bang echo through the closed door. Then screaming. The whole place erupted in commotion. People started racing for the door, but I was too busy staring at the empty table where I just sat a few minutes earlier. When the gun went off, that's exactly where the bullet landed. I would have been dead if I'd stayed inside. I didn't wait any longer. I turned on the ignition and sped out of there, calling the police as I drove. As soon as I pulled into my driveway, I opened my laptop to look back at the mysterious messages. Those were the only reason I was still alive. But when I opened the chat box, it was completely empty. There was no record that anyone had contacted me. To this day, I still don't know who had sent those messages, or if they even existed. All I know is that I'm safe, and I'll be staying away from coffee shops from now on.
I was watching Vampire Diaries on Netflix when my best friend Holly called to ask if I was okay. I told her I was fine. It was just some boring Tuesday night, nothing too interesting. And then she started laughing nervously and said, "Oh, so you're just joking then? Wow, I didn't know you had it in you." I really didn't understand what she was talking about. I hadn't heard from her in a couple weeks, and I started racking my brain to try to remember what sort of joke I would have made. Honestly, I couldn't think of a single thing. I'd been so busy with my new job, not to mention my messy breakup with Patrick. It had been a while since I'd been in a joking mood, and I couldn't think of anything that I'd done that Holly would even consider a joke. So I asked her what she meant, and she said that she was talking about the video I'd just sent her on Snapchat. I was shocked. I didn't have any social media besides a LinkedIn profile that I had to use for work. I didn't even know what Snapchat was. I thought it was just something that guys use to send the pics of their dong or whatever. I told her that she must have friended someone else, but she said that the account was posting videos of me doing quirky things around the house. She knew it was me. I told her that it must have been a lookalike. I'm blonde with regular features, and I've met several people who have sworn that they'd seen me before. I guess I have one of those recognizable faces. But Holly was insistent. She said that the account had to be mine. She even recognized the house that I was in. I asked her for the name that this mysterious account was using, and she said it was called Iron Dog 47. I was speechless. That was my original password when I created my first email account back in fourth grade. How could this imposter have known that? It was a name I'd never used since, but I'd always remembered it. I asked her to show me some of the videos that I had sent her, and she said that they were gone. I guess the accounts on Snapchat can make them disappear after you watch them, and she didn't think to save any on her phone. So I pushed her to tell me more specifics of what videos she got. She told me that there was one of me making coffee in my kitchen. I was drinking out of a SpongeBob mug, but I dropped the mug and it shattered on the tile. "Holly," I said, my heart racing in my chest. "That happened to me yesterday morning." I still had the shards of SpongeBob in my trash. "You sent that video yesterday morning," she said. "And then today, you sent one where you were sitting on your sofa when a man in a ski mask ran in and stabbed you. It looked really fake, though." "That's the one you thought was funny?" I asked. "Yeah," she said, "mostly because it was so out of character for you. And there was so much fake blood, it was just ridiculous."
I didn't like this at all.
"It must have been a deep fake. I read about those online. Or maybe it was just some actress who was pretending to be me. Either way, though, why would they send the videos to Holly? What was the point?" I asked her if she remembered anything else about the video, like what I was wearing, or if there was anything weird in the background. "It was 10 seconds long," she said. "I didn't really have time to notice any details." She thought for a second, and then added, "But you were wearing a brown shirt, and The Vampire Diaries was playing on the TV. I remember that."
I looked down at myself. I was wearing a brown shirt at that very moment. Instantly, panic flooded through me, and I raced to my front door to make sure it was locked. I ran throughout the house, turned on all the lights, and checked all the windows. All the while, Holly was still on the phone asking what I was doing. I thought about hanging up and calling the police, but what good would that do? What could I tell them? That I got murdered on the internet, and now I'm worried that it'll happen in real life? It was just too crazy. Through the phone, Holly tried to calm me down. She said that there was probably some explanation for all of this, but she couldn't figure it out. Neither could I. I asked if she'd be able to come over, and she said that she could, but it would probably be about 30 minutes. "Okay," I told her. "Thanks." And I hung up. But without her voice in my ear, I felt very alone and very vulnerable. I sat on the couch and waited for her to show up. I started downloading Snapchat on my phone, but my internet was slow. I stared at the screen for several minutes, waiting for the app to load. I was focused so closely on my phone that I almost didn't hear the footsteps right behind me. I spun around and gasped. Right there, just behind my kitchen island, was a man in a ski mask, just like Holly had said. He was tall and thin, and he pulled a butcher knife from my knife drawer. He knew exactly where to get it. I jumped up. The sofa was between me and the intruder. He'd have to run around it to get to me. I didn't have much time. I raced toward the bathroom where I'd be able to lock the door and protect myself, but the man wouldn't stop. He jumped over the couch, and before I knew it, he grabbed my shoulders and pushed me onto the ground. He was so strong. He lowered the knife towards my neck, but I twisted out of the way and his blade slammed into the ground. I knew I wasn't fast enough to get away from him, so I had to fight. I grabbed his wrist, trying to twist the knife out of his grip. He wouldn't let go. "Who are you?" I shouted. He didn't say anything, and he tried to jerk his hand away. I wouldn't let him. With all the force I had, I pushed him backwards. His head struck the edge of the sofa. That left him dazed just for a second, but long enough for me to pull the knife free and ram it into his stomach. He let out a terrible scream, and he finally said, "Stop! It's me!" With a river of blood oozing out of him, he pulled off his ski mask, revealing a familiar face. "Patrick?" I said. My ex-boyfriend. I couldn't believe it. I knew that things had ended badly between us, but I had no idea that he was mad enough to kill. "Why?" I asked.
"You
We're supposed to fight back, he mumbled, his mouth already filled with blood.
This is supposed to be a surprise.
And with that, he collapsed backwards, still, lifeless. I called 911 right away. In less than a minute, I heard a knock on the door. It wasn't the police, though, it was Holly. She took one look at me, then at Patrick's dead body on my living room floor, and she knew what had happened. She wrapped me in a big hug. If you hadn't told me about that video, I said, I wouldn't have seen him coming. I would have been killed. I know, she said. Her hand shaking, she pulled out her phone and opened Snapchat. She was going to show me the mystery account, but as she scrolled through her contacts, her expression dropped. What is it? I asked. IronDog47, she said. The account isn't there. It's deleted. A few minutes later, the cops came and I explained everything I could. I told them that my ex had broken in to kill me, but I'd fought back. I didn't mention anything about what Holly had told me. It's been 2 weeks since this happened, and I still have no idea who Iron Dog 47 was. I think about it every waking moment, and I still can't figure out what had happened. All I know is that I'm alive because of that video, a video I never saw.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
That unknown person and Snapchat saved my life.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.